Control distractions. Now that you have a better idea of where you should direct your attention, it's time to figure out ways to maximize and manage it. One of the most important steps you can take is to control your distractions. We live in an unbelievably distracting world. It isn't just socioeconomic upheaval, it's also the inundation of technology. All this technology that was supposed to make our lives easier makes our lives more complicated and distracting. Our phone is a supercomputer that fits in our pockets. This wonderful feat of technology can answer any question we have. It keeps us connected to family and friends across the globe. Amazing, right? However, it isn't all good. Our phones are also a never-ending stream of distractions. We get notifications about useless emails, spam calls, and our Candy Crush lives being reset. Why is it important? As distracting as our phones can be, they're simply one distraction in a world that's full of them. If you want to pay more attention to things that matter, it makes sense to reduce, control, or eliminate the distractions that steal our attention. Being able to control distractions will also help you get more work done, find more free time, keep you focused, help you stay in the flow, can increase your attention span, decreases stress, improves your memory. As you can see, the ability to control distractions is invaluable in your quest for success. Below, you'll find some common distractions and ways to deal with them. Common distractions. Distractions come in two main forms. External distractions originate outside of you. These are the most common distractions. These would be things like your phone or outside noise. Internal distractions are your thoughts and emotions. These can be just as distracting in certain circumstances, though. External. Your phone. We mentioned our phones earlier. These are the biggest distraction in most people's lives. The good news is, it's easy to deal with. Just shut it off or put it in airplane mode. If you struggle to do this, keep your phone in an entirely separate room when you need to concentrate and get something done. Other people. Whether it's coworkers dropping in for a chat, office gossip, or friends and family not respecting your boundaries, other people are often big distractions. Social connection is important, but it's fine to set boundaries. If you have something important you need to focus on, let the people in your life know you need peace and quiet. Most people will appreciate your honesty and respect your wishes. If people regularly ignore your requests for peace and quiet, you may need to have a serious one-on-one chat with them. Social media. Social media is another relatively new development in our lives. It's a major distraction, though. People have died by not paying attention to their surroundings while trying to get the perfect pic for the gram. That's an extreme example, but you've likely caught yourself scrolling through Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok when you should have been doing something else. The best way to overcome this distraction is to put away any of your devices. However, you might need your computer or phone for work, and putting it away isn't an option. If that's the case, consider finding an app that lets you block these social media sites when you need to pay attention to something important. Email. Email is another huge distraction we all deal with. On a positive note, email is a great way to communicate and in theory should save us time from making calls or attending meetings. However, the problem is that we find it so hard to detach from. How do you react when you hear an email notification? So many people drop what they're doing to check their email instantly. Even if you just check the sender or subject, then go back to work, you're still distracted. It takes you time to get back into the flow. You have to refocus your attention, which takes both time and effort. The easiest way to deal with this is to set certain times you check your email. Maybe you only check it once in the morning and the afternoon. Setting specific times to check your email will ensure that you stay on track and your important tasks get your full attention. Internet. While email and social media are part of the internet, they're far from the only distractions hidden within. The internet provides us with access to all the information in the world, and that's great, but it also provides us with plenty of distractions. Restaurant menus to browse, online stores to shop at, video websites to get lost in, gaming websites to get lost in, vacation websites to dream about, Wikipedia pages to read, etc. None of these things are bad per se unless you spend time on them instead of paying attention to important tasks. It's hard to avoid the internet entirely since our professional and personal lives are so intertwined with it. The only ways to control this distraction are disconnecting when you can and practicing willpower when you can't. Some apps allow you to block your problem websites at certain times as well. Noise. Outside noise can be one of the most distracting things we deal with. If you live in a city, you might regularly hear traffic and construction noises. You might work in a loud office. Even people who work from home must deal with leaf-blowing neighbors, barking dogs, and the normal sounds of family life. Here are several steps you can use to control noise distractions. Set expectations with people, both family and peers. Invest in noise-canceling headphones. Try to find a workspace that's naturally quiet. For example, if you work from home, a basement room might be quieter. Drown out noise with white noise or an instrumental playlist. Wear earplugs. Create sound barriers, for example, extra insulation, quieter flooring, or more plants. Clutter. Clutter might not sound like a typical distraction, but clutter and disorganization can hurt your ability to concentrate and pay attention. First off, it's visually distracting. Secondly, and more importantly, the thought of it distracts our minds. It's hard to focus on important things when our mind is racing about how messy our workspace is. If this sounds familiar to you, here are a couple of ways you can control clutter in your workspace. Make sure everything has its place. Purge your belongings often. Buy for your needs, not your desires. Have an organized junk drawer for overflow. Store things where you use them. For example, office supplies in the office, kitchen supplies in the kitchen. Manage your mail. Go paper-free when you can. Don't beat yourself up if things get cluttered. Just organize and move on. Internal. Mood. Sometimes we just aren't in the mood to get things done. For whatever reason, we just can't bring ourselves to focus or pay attention to anything. While this distraction can be hard to control, the best way to deal with it is to start. Think about the task at hand and pinpoint one simple step you can take to get started. Often, taking this simple step is all you need to settle into the task at hand. A quick example is putting your running shoes on, even though you don't feel like going for a run. By taking this one simple step, you create positive momentum. It's much easier to get out the door for your run when all you have to do is get up and head out the door. Self-doubt. Self-doubt is one of the biggest distractions we deal with. It's not easy to pay attention to a task when our minds are screaming that we can't complete it anyway. In this case, our instinct is to give up. Why pay attention to a task you can't finish? Self-doubt isn't always easy to deal with, but here are a few tips. Use affirmations in the morning. Replace negative self-talk with positive self-talk. Acknowledge and challenge your self-doubt. Spend more time with people who believe in you. Talk to a professional. Keep a success log. Reflect on past triumphs. Stop comparing yourself to others. Fear. When we feel fear, our reaction is to either fight it or flee from it. Both behaviors can be distracting when you want to pay attention to your task. Fear is often related to self-doubt because we fear we might fail. However, it isn't always about self-doubt. Sometimes we fear how others will react. Sometimes we fear the unknown. If we finish this task, what next? We even fear success sometimes. What will people expect from us if we finish this task? Will we be able to live up to their expectations? Regardless of why you're dealing with fear, it would help to address it. Reframe failure. You need to stop viewing failure as some sort of audit about your personality and abilities. Everyone fails from time to time, and how you bounce back defines you. Start to think about failure as a lesson learned. It isn't a bad thing. It's simply another chance for you to prove your mettle. Examine your fear. If you can pinpoint what is scaring you, drill down into it. Why do you have this fear? What's the worst that can happen? Have you ever successfully dealt with this situation before? What proof do you have that this fear isn't something to worry about? Use the nervous energy. The flight or fight response mentioned earlier has a physical effect. You can use the nervous energy and endorphins that fear creates. Do something active. Get in a great workout. Taking a physical break like this might be exactly what you need before settling in to focus on your tasks. Boredom or daydreaming. When we work on less exciting but no less vital tasks, it can be easy to get bored, drift off, and think about better times. One second, we might be working, and the next, we're thinking about sunnier locations and breezier days. If this sounds familiar, here are two different ways you can try and control this distraction. Find something exciting. This can be harder for some tasks than others, but it is important to find some exciting spark in the task at hand. For example, you might hate accounting tasks, but you like playing around in Excel. If that's the case, try to focus on that aspect of the task. Make time for daydreaming. This might be a hot take, but I don't think there's anything wrong with daydreaming. It helps boost creativity and helps you discover goals that you might not have ever actively thought about. The key is to make time for daydreaming. Instead of letting it affect your productive time, schedule daydreaming sessions during downtime. Don't be afraid to put it right in your calendar. Fatigue. Fatigue is another common internal distraction we all deal with. You have almost assuredly had your productivity hampered at times because you were too tired. When we're tired, our work suffers and it's harder to pay attention. The only real way to deal with this is to get more sleep. Make sure you have a normal bedtime and morning routine. It would help if you created an environment that's conducive to sleep. This means a comfortable, clean bed and a properly dark and quiet room. If you're getting enough sleep but still feel fatigued regularly, speak to your family doctor. Often, medical conditions that cause fatigue can be managed. By controlling both your internal and external distractions, you'll find it easier to pay attention to what is important. It isn't easy to control your distractions, especially internally, but the more you work at it, the easier it will get.